had an hour with the president and vice president, with Senator Baucus. We were in a small room that presumably probably is where they three or four people meet to have lunch. I had a hamburger. I'm not going to tell you what other people had. I won't speak except they're more conscious of their good of eating right than I am. Senator Baucus was there, and no staff was present, and we had a discussion that centered around health care for the most part, with Senator Baucus and the president speaking most often about it, but I had a more than ample opportunity to make the points that I want to make. And a couple trade issues came up, and I gave him a point of view on four relatively minor agricultural issues that I thought the president ought to hear directly from a family farmer. And you've all heard me talk about those in the past, so I won't bring those up. So I'm ready for questions.
What were the points that you made on health care reform, Senator?
Okay. I want to change my adjective. Those issues I brought up to the president were major agricultural issues. You want to know, Kate, what were the points that I brought up?
Health care.
Okay. I brought up the fear of reconciliation, and the president... I better not say the president. I better say that I'm satisfied with the discussion that the White House wants to do it regular order. Another point I made was the importance of presidential involvement as a way of urging the process along without getting involved in detail. And I made that point specifically because we have been hearing from House Democrats that if Grassley Baucus negotiates a bill, it'd be better for House Democrats not to have anything than to have something we would negotiate. So in my statement, without saying this, the implication was that the president needs to be in the center of this thing to move things along. The other issues that we brought up, the important involvement of employers in this, because employers are very much involved, the divided we fail sort of coalition is a good example of that, without going into detail of everybody that belongs to it, but business, big and small, and unions, and AARP, et cetera. Anyway, the best thing to say about our discussion there is the importance of their involvement and keeping them in the coalition, because, of course, they're in it because they have a need for health care reform, too. I guess I better... let you ask me another question, because...
Did you bring up public option again?
Another person brought it up and seemed to indicate that they knew that it was a problem for me, but I guess I didn't get any indication that that was a... there was no indication of any line being drawn in the sand, and I'd put that issue of one that could be, you know.
Yeah. By that, do you mean that you weren't getting the impression that the people you were having lunch with were taking it, like insisting that it be on the table?
I wanted to make clear, I can quote myself, I said it's still on the table, although I indicated that it was a major problem.
Right.
Do you consider this the first of several meetings among this small group, or the first and only?
Oh, I think the first and only. The president is so busy. He's going to have Nancy and DeParle and other people that work on health care issues, and I suppose Rahm Emanuel to be the go-betweens. But meetings like this could occur again if there's major things that are in dispute that might be making bipartisanship hang in the fire. But if bipartisanship was out the door, obviously you wouldn't have any meetings like this again.
Does that mean that you felt the president was supportive and encouraging in the way that you and Senator Baucus are working together?
The answer is yes, but he always has been. Go back to November 17th or 18th phone call, the first time I had from when he was president-elect. He talked about not just health care, but that was one of the points of discussion, and he wanted to work with me, and he knew how Baucus and I worked together. So that would there was nothing that detracted from that original conversation, and I think that there's an understanding that that our working together is the best opportunity for bipartisanship.
Any talk of a Supreme Court nomination come up?
Without quoting anybody, it did come up, and we had assurances that I don't know. I can't think of an adjective that I want to use. It. The implication was that there's not going to be some. So I want to make sure that this is an implication in my words, and not anybody else's words.
Yes.
That it's not going to be somebody that's a bomb thrower.
Did you get the idea that the president knew who he was going to nominate?
Not at all.
Okay.
Based on, back to the health care issue, based on what occurred during your brief meeting, do you sense that a bipartisan act is what is going to come, or that Democrats in Congress will decide they need to act on their own on this issue?
The only way I can speak to that point, Kay, is this. Speaking for myself, and I can quote myself, I suggested it's a difficult environment to be negotiating as a member of the loyal opposition with our first step to get bipartisan agreement at the very same time that you got the cloud of reconciliation hanging over your head and getting to the 99th percentile of agreement and have the rug ripped out from under you, that it also put me into a position of negotiating at the same time a Republican alternative, because we have to have, if we don't have a bipartisan agreement, we have to have a constructive alternative. I think it would be at that point that I would say that I got a great deal of confidence that the White House prefers a bipartisan agreement.
What role do you think Obama's past, brief as it was, as a senator, plays in this whole drama on health care?
I think very little, only that being in the Senate for 4 years, he understands the uniqueness of the Senate. And most of that uniqueness is related to, have to have 60 votes to get things done. But that's pretty darn important, because I sometimes joke that it took Pelosi 2 years to realize that the House Senate had a whole lot of different rules that affected our operation a whole lot different than the House of Representatives, and that what goes on in the Senate needed to be understood by the House, that there was another body. My staff is telling me I got to get over the floor to do an amendment.
You got time for one more?
Yeah, quick.
What
time is it? Okay.
Can you rate how significant this?
I kind of misled you. I guess it's not getting over to the House. I've got TV at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, quickly.
Can you rate how significant this development on reconciliation is in your mind?
It's the difference between passing a bill by 51 or 52 votes versus 70 to 80 votes. And more importantly than that, restructuring 6% of the GNP, if you're doing something that's significant, it ought to be very bipartisan.